Which brings me to Trump. Our leader goes to Europe to be part of, amongst other things, celebration of the 100th anniversary, and maybe celebration is not the right word, remembrance of the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, the 11th hour and the 11th day of the 11th month. And Trump, on Saturday, the Saturday they were going to all go on out to the main military cemetery and have a solemn commemoration. There are U.S. troops buried out at that cemetery. There are U.S. It's Veterans Day weekend. You're commemorating the end of World War I. There's a cemetery that in Europe where there are American soldiers who are buried. And Trump decided the weather was too bad for him to go. It was a little too rough. Now, it should be noted, the weather wasn't that bad. The problem that they had was that the cloud cover was pretty low. And so for security reasons, the helicopter pilot, who likes to fly the U.S. military helicopter at a lower level, did not feel comfortable flying in that. Okay, fine. Here's a little travel tip for you if you ever end to Europe. They have cars there. I know. Also, they have a pretty top-notch, transportation system, mass transportation system over there. But they have cars and highways, and everything's paved. And I'm pretty sure that if you talk to Macron, the president of France, and said, hey, we need to get the United States president from the U.S. ambassador's residence in Paris to this cemetery, can you give us a military or a police escort that will get us there as quickly as possible? Macron, of course, would have said, sure, no problem. Tell us when you want to leave. We'll have full security detail ready to go. Nope, didn't even cross his mind. He sat in the ambassador's residence and watched TV all day, stewing about how the military refused to give him a military parade in the United States, and fumed about the losses he had last Tuesday, and tweeted a little bit about how California should be ashamed of having those forest fires. And the one thing he did not do on Veterans Day, as they're commemorating the 100th anniversary of World War I, is he did not have time to go on out and honor the troops. Now, I brought this point up over the weekend, and I will stand by it. Imagine what the right in this country would be like right now if Barack Obama had said, I'm not going to go and pay tribute to World War I soldiers on the 100th anniversary of the ending of that war because it's a little bad weather and I just don't want to drive. I want you to stop. I mean, I want everyone to stop because this is what you have to rub the Republican voters' face in, like a dog that has gone to the bathroom inside the house, although I don't recommend actually doing that. But, you get the analogy. You have Republicans who, when Obama gave a salute to a Marine with a latte cup in his hand, and they called it the latte salute, when he did that, they were calling for him to resign because he disrespected the troops so bad. I went and looked. This wasn't one or two pundits. An insane amount of Republicans were demanding Obama resign because of the latte salute. And yet, although a few of them have been trying to make justification for Trump not honoring the troops on Veterans Day weekend, mind you, they have been pretty much silent with their condemnation of a fat-ass president who basically did not have time for the troops. Back when we started talking about the election of 2018, which was an early in 2017, I was getting people, including some Democrats, who were like, don't you dare make this about Trump. You're going to lose big. Funny story, 9.2% majority for Democrats voting on last Tuesday. And with the economy in good shape and not a real major war out there, this was just a repudiation of Trump at 9.2%. The reason why is he's a jackass. He is a horrific man. He is disgusting. He's anti-Christian. He's anti-American. He is only in it for himself. He's a narcissistic fool. He is the worst man that could possibly get the White House. And you idiots put him in there. And as you guys browbeat everyone for not supporting the troops, you don't support the troops. We're Republicans. We support the troops. Your own guy can't get off his fat ass into a car over to a cemetery in France to commemorate the World War I Americans who died in that conflict. And you cowards, cowards, as a veteran, I am calling you all cowards. You remain silent. You remain silent as he disrespects the troops like I have never seen a president do before. You sit there and act as if you are, well, we're the ones, we're the Republicans, we're the pro-army guys. No, you're not. Your silence is extremely loud. You don't care about the troops. And as a matter of fact, I've had more than a few Republicans argue as like, why are we paying that much attention to World War I anyway, huh? Come on. Think about what you guys would be like right now if Obama was 10 minutes late to a ceremony commemorating World War I troops. 10 minutes late! You would be red-faced, veins popping, spittle coming out of your mouth. For weeks, you'd be calling for investigations. You'd be calling for resignations. You would be marching every military person you could in front of a camera to tell them how bad Obama was to you guys. You would. You're all freaking cowards. I understand you're not Trump. I understand you're not his babysitter. But at what point can't Tom Emmer or Pete Stauber or Jim Hagedorn or any Republican come on out and say, you know what? He should have gone and supported the troops. He should have gone and made the speech. He should have gone there. And then even the next day, he couldn't even get to the memorial service on time. He is an international embarrassment. He is a disgrace to this country. And he does not support the troops. And as long as you remain silent and do not condemn this, you don't either. And I don't care what you tell me your ancestors did and who they fought for. This is about consistency. And you guys have zero consistency on the right. It is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.